Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for, we do have an audience today. I'm so happy. It's so nice to look out and see some faces out in our audience other than empty chairs and a couple happy faces. I'm Anna Marie. I'm the president of the board, in case you didn't know that. We have a couple of our officers. We have Ken here and we have Paul. Some of our other members are online because they couldn't be here. And of course, you know who these two are. Hopefully, you know Jeff and Mr. Pappas. We're going to start our meeting now. We had a little delay getting started, but we're going to get started now with Pledge of Allegiance. Actually, let's call the meeting to order, and then we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. So we will stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
That's much better.
Thank you. Thank you guys for speaking up back there. That was really good. Now, just so we're aware, the public comment section is just for comments. The board and head of school, and we don't respond to the comments. What we will do is, if there is an issue that you're trying to address, we will get back to you, or you can shoot an email to the head of school or whoever your comment impacts. But generally, it's just a period where you have 3 minutes to state whatever it is you want to state, and then we can move on. Just so we can set a little precedent so everybody understands what we're doing here. So we will now have the public comments. And I think we did have a couple of emails that we received, Valerie, correct?
We did. And in reviewing those emails, none of the folks that submitted them, I guess, asked that they otherwise be read or, I have forwarded those emails to the board for review.
Anyone on the floor have anything that they would like to address the board with? You have 3 minutes. Oh, we're good. Okay, great. And now, order of business, we're going to have approval of the previous minutes. I think all of the board members have had an opportunity to review them. Ken sent them out in a timely manner. Are there any corrections to the minutes? Are there any comments on the minutes?
I've gotten one correction for attendance, and I'll make that before it's posted.
Okay. Does anyone else have any corrections or changes to the minutes? Okay.
I move we accept the minutes as presented for November 16th and the meeting on December 6th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And a second, or Paul second.
Second,
sorry. All opposed? Excellent. Carrie, thank you very much. And now we will have our head of school report, Mr. Pappas.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome. We have a little bit of a special one to end the year today. So I'm going to begin by moving it over to our families. And so to do that, I'm going to start with our deans, who will present their portions and also present the families. This is an opportunity for us to hear from our students and our families about some of the programs that we have going on in the school and some of the fun things and fabulous things that are going on in our schools. And we'd love to share. We're very, very proud of our families and our students and can't wait to hear from them today. So without further ado, I'm going to begin with our lower school and Dr. Davis.
If you stop sharing, the camera will kick on.
Okay.
Over here. That way the people at home can see her.
Okay. So the lower school has had a really very fun December and time back after our last break. We are mostly celebrating joy in the building and making sure that students are excited to return after this winter break. We're learning a lot about different cultures, about traditions, And we are very excited to have our winter concert this time in the Blue Box Theater, which is a big upgrade from having it in the cafeterias that we have in the past. So we look forward to seeing you all there. I would like to turn it over to three students who are going to talk a little bit about what they've learned so far this year and share with you their favorite things about Odyssey. So I'm going to start with Rudra.
Could you speak? I'll be right here. So, Poselene.
Melene Rudra.
Bravo. Chi taxi se?
Kiriavula.
Kiriavula, bravo. So you're in first grade immersion with Ms. Kiriavula in the town? Bravo. What would you like to share with us that you've liked learning so far this year?
In math, we are learning how to solve math problems using different strategies. In Greek language, we are practicing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for the winter concert, and we are learning the letter sounds and practicing writing and reading. In social studies, we are learning about holidays around the world. This week, we learned about Las Posadas. In ELA, we are learning about segmenting and blending words, nouns, and handwriting. We are also reading fables and folk tales.
I saw you discussing the difference between fables and folk tales and what they have in common. That was wonderful. Awesome job. Thank you so much.
What's Elena?
Bravo. And what grade are you in?
The grade Anna,
bravo. And are you, your teacher is Miss Baldwin?
Yes.
So you're in our first grade FLEX program. So what would you like to share with us that you've been learning this year?
Our class is learning about different holiday traditions around the world. I understand that people around the world celebrate holidays in many different ways. Learning about traditions from other cultures helps me understand more about the world. My family celebrates Diwali and Christmas.
Wonderful job, thank you so much. And our last student comes to us from kindergarten. Poselene.
Melene Pranvi.
Bravo, Pranvi. Who's your teacher?
Mrs. McMahon.
So you are wonderful. You're in our kindergarten FLEX program. Can you tell us a little bit about what you love learning at Odyssey?
I love learning Greek. And also, I was also learning about holidays around the world too. And I also know that not everywhere there's Santa Claus.
Different things in different places, right? And what do you love learning about Greek?
I love learning
math more, or do you like learning Greek language more or culture?
Greek language. I like Greek language.
Do you want to share any words that you know that you want to share with us?
I know that them means yes and all he means no.
And what do you say when you greet somebody?
What?
When you in the morning, what do we say at school?
Kalimera.
Kalimera. Awesome job. Do you want to share anything else? You don't have to. You did a great job. Yeah. Great job, Rambi. Thank
you. We're going to transition to our middle school, correct? Do we have any from intermediate school? Yeah, middle school.
Give me just a second, guys, as I scroll to my area here. There we go. Just to give you a little update before Mr. Hutchful gives his presentation, the art club students visited the Delaware Art Museum on December 7th. Our middle school band held a beautiful recital on December 8th, showcasing various holiday classics. Our middle school student council is spreading joy with their 8 days of Christmas fundraiser. Students have the opportunity to dress up or down for the 8 days in various holiday themes. We had the board meeting, so I didn't go all the way out today, but it was a cozy yet sweatpants day today. Tomorrow, I think, is pajama day. So I'm definitely bringing it. I know. Our Greek students will be caroling through the halls of our buildings on December 20th. This event will be live streamed to families on Facebook around 10:30 from our lobby. If anybody wants to join the decking the halls all through our hallway. So they're going to be doing it at the high school, at the intermediate school, lower school. Unfortunately, we can't go there because all the little people will be in their performances, but they'll definitely be going through all our halls. We're also piloting midterm and final exams this year. Midterm exams will be taken the week of January 17th through the 21st, along with our second diagnostic exam for RTI. We do have one request from the board to approve a field trip to the Brandywine Art Museum in Pennsylvania on January 6th. I'd also like to state that the middle school basketball team is going undefeated. Now, we've only had one game, but nonetheless, I am claiming they're undefeated. Check. Without further ado, many of you know that Dr. Milonis held a STEAM workshop a week ago, so I'm going to let Justin tell you all about that.
Good evening, parents, teachers, and members of the board. My name is Justin Futchful, and I am in eighth grade. I am proudly representing Greek culinary class tonight. Greek culinary is one of the few, if not the only class where I can combine my love of cooking with STEAM, all the while having fun with my peers. With the guidance of Dr. Milonis, we have learned about the cultures, beliefs, and foods of many countries, not least of all our very own Greece. My favorites and many of yours, I'm sure, are spanakopita and tiramisu, an Italian dessert. Greek culinary class has enabled my classmates and I to improve our cooking techniques and learn how to properly dice and or mince. However, cooking is not the only skill we gain, as we get to grow ingredients for the food we make and take care of the animals.
The mobile order? Mobile order?
Last year, we planted, harvested, using it for a Greek staple meal called spanakopita. But we don't just cook other cultures' food and learn about their origins. We also get to share our heritage. For example, we are working on a Christmas tradition project where we are encouraged to share our traditions and the food and activities we participate in the Christmas season. This year, we brought back our signature winter event called the Gingerbread Workshop. It was a STEAM event where we were got to build gingerbread houses, make Christmas trees out of toothpicks and gumdrops, put pictures and photo booths, and sampled a variety of desserts. This event was a perfect example of how we can have fun while challenging ourselves. Students were tasked with making a Christmas tree with only the tools provided and with only a picture of a finished project as a model. We had to figure out how many layers were optimal and estimate the dimensions needed for the tree to stay upright. This required critical thinking and care. This year, the profits went to the Greek culinary class to support the program as food prices have gone up considerably. Additionally, while last year's gingerbread workshop was exclusive to members of the class, this year it was available to everyone. This proved to be a wild success and a great idea as we had many students attend. I'm very glad that I had the opportunity to take Greek culinary class as an elective for 2 years. Through this unique experience, I've been able to continue to grow as a chef, engineer, and a student. Thank you, Dr. Milonis and the board, for making this available.
Spanakopita is the one way to get kids to eat their spinach. Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to move over to our high school now.
Do you want to say a few words about the lower school? Do you want to say a few words?
Hi there, everyone. My name is Ashley Lipson. I am the dean of the high school. Our award recipient today is online, so I'm going to go through a little bit of our information, and then we will recognize Talha as well. So in terms of the high school, our high school students are working really hard, recently completing their second interims. Midterms will be held in mid-January with students on a half-day schedule from the 17th to the 19th of January. Our college acceptances are also beginning to come in as well. We've had 35 plus total acceptances, including acceptances to Penn State University, main campus, Temple, University of Delaware, Drexel, Michigan Tech, Newman, and Delaware State. Our seniors have already, and this is from just a few seniors who have actually reported to us, already reported $500,000 in merit-based aid. We are currently also gearing up for our upcoming snowball, which is our winter ball this year. Our snowball will be held on Friday, January 20th, so the day after they finish their midterms. Our tickets are $35 right now when purchased today through this Friday, and $40 if purchased next week. This is a semi-formal dance with dinner included, and it will be held at the Claymont Ballroom. Our details and guest forms were added to Schoology on Monday, 12/5, and this is our final semi-formal dance for our 9th and 10th graders, while our juniors and seniors still have prom to look forward to. In terms of school choice, our choice window remains open, and students can still apply to Odyssey Charter High School on schoolchoicede.org. We will host admitted students for visit days and shadowing beginning in February, and we will also launch our second cohort of the Odyssey Honors Academy, or OHA, in February as well. We are very excited to continue to grow the high school. And then we have a few recognitions this month. We want to recognize the following seniors in the class of 2023 who were added to students from the previous month who have reported to us acceptances to colleges and universities. Those seniors for this month include Celine Lord Maria, Jamila Muhammad, Sarah Opalak, Rishi Patel, and Jack Roberts. At this time, we are also going to recognize Talha. Talha, if you are there, if you want to come on camera, you can be seen. Otherwise, you can feel free to just hear me talk nice things about you. Hi, Talha. So Talha is being recognized today for his volunteer service. So he is on the screen. If you are here in person, you can see him right at the very top. He's waving to everybody. So Talha is being recognized for his outstanding support of our hydroponics program. Talha has taken it upon himself to volunteer weekly in our hydroponic lab, and it really has allowed us to continue to support the hydroponic lab and ensure that it's running smoothly at all times. With his support, they've been able to donate thousands of pounds of fresh produce already this year, and really connect with our community, particularly supporting families that are unhoused. So they've been really working diligently to connect with our community. And so Talha, you have a certificate waiting for you to pick up, but we are very proud of you and so thankful for this opportunity to recognize your wonderful volunteer service. Thank you.
That's a really good example. Thank you for setting that example, Talha.
Yes. Thank you, Talha. Mm-hmm.
And each 1,000 pounds of fresh produce saves the school $2,500 and gives him much better food.
Tell us, because we certainly, I know she was having difficulty getting lettuce and was using lettuce from the lab.
Yeah, lettuce.
Lettuce is a huge part of it.
Mr. Cohen, did you want to read the updates from the intermediate school?
Sure.
I think I have you queued up.
Okay. Good evening, board, and everybody else that's attending. Hi, I'm Mr. Cohen. So just to give you a few updates, one thing that we continue to do is we continue to focus on safety within our building and the entire campus. That's the number one thing for me, is being one of your leaders, creating a safe environment for all stakeholders. One thing that I feel really good about and had support from district was this year beginning, we reduced the time for early dismissals. We were seeing last year, I was seeing an increasing trend in more and more parents and guardians coming, 3:10, 3:15 to pick their students up, or 2:45, 2:50, and kind of put some dots together, and they were trying to avoid certain things and whatnot at the end of the day. So my number one thing is to keep all students in their entire instructional day, unless it's an emergency or, you know, something that has to be attended to, you know, according to the family. So we ended up getting the approval that early dismissals do not, are not approved anywhere after 2:45, because that also then is allowing that our office staff can really focus on the dismissal and just everything they need to finalize for the end of the school day and so forth. So I will tell you that we have really, really seen a significant reduction in early dismissals, which is a big win, because some students were regularly missing 30 minutes a day, which is 2.5 hours a week, which is 5 hours in 2 weeks. And in 3 weeks, that's one instructional day of minutes they were missing out of their month. So this is really, it's a good thing. It's a big win. I would say one of the really great things that have brought to Odyssey Intermediate School again this year and increased the partnerships with outside organizations to then bring after school programs and during the school day programs for students to participate in. Some examples after school, we have Fusion Karate Studios from Pike Creek that is doing after school. Well, I built a new partnership with YMCA of Brandywine. So they're doing a seasonal after school program. First season just ended, then we're going to do another one in the winter and then one in the spring. We have an art organization out of right over the line in Pennsylvania. They deliver art classes. We have a Science Explorers, which is really wonderful. We're going to also bring early winter a yoga class for students to participate in, which I'm really excited about. And then we're continuing to build more partnerships so that we can offer these programs for students outside of the school day. The two programs within school, one I really want to share the success about it, and that is the partnership that I've had for years with the bank at school, and they're associated with the University of Delaware. And so the partnership that was brought to Odyssey last year and continues this year was a little different because the schools that I had been involved with, bank at school in the district that I came from, they were generally, the bankers were from credit unions within Newcastle County. But this partnership is actually with Artisans Bank. So for me, the big win is that students can actually go during Saturday, go in, go to the bank, go either deposit or withdraw, or they can go after school at 4:30 with their parents to go to the bank, which is exciting. They come every Wednesday. We have created in excess of 85 new bank accounts for students at Odyssey with last year and this year. So this is completely in line with developing financial literacy for students at a young age. And so we have at least a dozen students every Wednesday come in at dismissal. They go to the banker in the lobby, they deposit in their bank account, and it's really wonderful to see. And my thing is, I tell students all the time, even if you bring in 25 cents, deposit every week. So it's really good. It's really good. We're increasing that. Yes, teaching them to save. So it's great. The other in-school program, this is the second year. We started much earlier this year, because we were able to get the supplies and so forth, is with AAA, and it's the safety patrol program. So we do it in fifth grade. This year we have 20 students that apply, or we had 30 students that apply. We had 20 positions. So we have 20 safety patrollers. Actually, now it's 19. Sometimes it doesn't always work out for students and so forth with their schedules, dismissal and arrival. So that's really exciting because it's a leadership position and they have their belts and they have posts, and we go through trainings and they get a different post every marking period. And we're in the second marking period. Second post. And it's all about providing them with a leadership opportunity and increasing the safety of the school. So that's been really good. Let me just quickly look at my. So the other thing that I wanted to share with you One other thing was we officially started pretty much requiring the dress code to be followed at Odyssey Charter School starting the 5th last Monday. And what we decided was that we wanted to provide the parents a little bit more opportunity, because the company that we had ordered patches from, there's been a supply shortage and there's been a lot of like ordering and then not coming, or ordering and coming 3 months later. So we decided that we really wanted to move forward to start it, because we felt that it was part of Odyssey Charter School and the culture and what we do. So we've officially started that. So we've really seen, you know, the result of that. And it's much more, it's cleaned up in a sense, you know, it's the colors and then any writing is Odyssey and so forth, and then safety with the shoes. So it's really good. It's really good. So a couple things about staffing. So we are now fully staffed at the administrative level as of this past Monday. So we have a student advisor now, so that we're fully staffed. Another really big win for Odyssey Charter School, and one of the biggest challenges countrywide, which we all know of, and this was prior to the pandemic and everything, was that there's a teacher shortage out there. There really is, whether you live in Tennessee, California, Florida, or Delaware. So we have had the music position vacant since this school year started. And so it's been advertised. And so basically through networking, and then somebody that we know recommended to somebody that has a student that has finished their actual degree in music education, and they're going to be certified. And so they interviewed, and we offered, they accepted the position, and their first start date is going to be next Monday, the 19th. So this person is being given the 100% support from Mr. Cohen, and as much resources as I can to create an exciting music program for grades 3 to 5, aligned with the creative arts standards as dictated through the Department of Education. And so I'm empowering this person to make it super exciting and hands-on and everything. And this young lady has great experience. She's gonna have the certification, and she's joining us. So I'm very, very, very excited for us. It's a win, it really is. So this is really good. So that's about all the staffing updates that I have. And I wanna thank you for your time.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Robin.
Well, thank you everybody for chiming in. I'm going to try to make my part very, very fast now. I don't know if anybody else on there, like Dr. Duran, do you want to do your portion?
Sure.
And then I'll finish on mine. Do you want me to bring up your notes here?
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay.
Just tell us about the call.
We took off for spelling, not pronunciation.
Right.
Okay.
You're on yours.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Dr. DeMayo. So I'm just going to go over some of the updates we have in the sections I oversee for ELL department. We just had PLCs that were led by Dr. Favadas, who is our ELL coordinator. She went over what are some of the best practices, talked about all the different components. We are actually moving to not ELL, but multilingual learners. So we're calling it MLL now, just so everybody knows. And it was well received. And she sent out all the PowerPoints to all the staff again to go over all those things. As far as MTSS it goes, kindergarten continues to be supported with their tier one supports for social and emotional learning. They have a occupational therapist who is working on kind of that spatial the social emotional space, you know, as a little person, where am I? Where is everybody else? What's my space? And how can we, you know, make sure that we are inappropriate and nice to each other? And what does that mean with that sensory input? The lower school and the intermediate school are both in their first 8-week cycle of multi-tiered system support. Instructional materials are aligned to the areas of need based on the beginning of the year screenings, with progress monitoring taking place on a bi-weekly basis. Addition of the new K-3 reading, reviewing our MTSS structure to better support the needs and for the remaining of the school. Through classroom management, restorative practices, as Title 14 outlines, in support of decreased out-of-school suspension. And then our student advisors are meeting with staff this week to review the newly revised code of conduct, ensuring that all staff have access and understand the changes that are being made. And then for special education, sixth grade special education is going to be working with the University of Delaware to implement research on intervention best practices with students who need more direct instruction. Requests for participation in this study will be going home. So parents will need to sign off for the students to participate in that study. We're working on implementing small group reading groups for students with disabilities with greater reading needs in areas of decoding. We're seeing a lot of students in sixth grade plus who are still struggling with those decoding needs. So we are putting some things in place to really support them. We are welcoming some new staff members, which is very exciting. At our middle school, we are welcoming Kim Frederico, who is now a paraprofessional on our side with the student services. At the high school, we are welcoming Mr. Brady Smith, who is going to be part of the Spec Ed Math Department. And then we are also welcoming Ms. Deborah Weick, who is going to be supporting science for special education. So we are very excited about that, and we are almost fully staffed. We made sure we had the right people in the right places. Just so families are aware, we are going to be doing our parent night. We're still working out the details on our parent council. But we also, for parents who have students who are 14 and above, the Newcastle County Transition Team has trainings out there and parent nights. We just had one a month ago. About mental health and students with disabilities. On January 13th, there's the benefits and social security for students with disabilities. On 2/22, college night for students with disabilities. And then we will be holding, I think it's the 6th annual transition to adult life fair for students with disabilities. And then in April, we'll be talking about alternatives to guardianship. And then May 18th, special needs healthcare for students with disabilities.
And we're going to be hosting them on campus?
No, so these are all virtual. Okay. So it's part of the Newcastle County transition team, where we collaborate together to reach out to a greater amount of families on some needs that we were finding that were happening throughout the county.
Have you had any of these before?
Or do you have, yeah, so this is our
parents
fourth or fifth, no, maybe it's 6th year in existence. We started just with the Newcastle County Transition Fair. We had I think 500 people the first time, and this about a little bit more the second, and then COVID hit. But we did do everything virtually, but we also started parent nights because there were a lot of families who had areas of needs, and instead of kind of being in our own pockets of charters and districts, we came together to support all families across Newcastle County.
And do we get a lot of support from Odyssey parents who attend?
We have, Kim has been very supportive and has come to a lot of the meetings, Kim Wolanski. Yeah. But we're trying to do a better job to get that word out. I'm trying to meet with Kendall to see if, you know, we can get some more support from charters as well. So,
was all parents, I'm assuming, are invited, or is it just certain, is it just a committee?
Just parents who have students with disabilities. Right. I mean, anyone all can come.
Yeah,
but they, you know, span from topics for students who have more significant disabilities and how they can reach out to mental health facilities and those type of things, to alternatives for guardianship, you know, what do the benefits look like afterwards, and how do you go through that process for Social Security. So we have pretty good attendance at them. So that's all I got.
Awesome. Does anyone have any questions for any of our deans in their presentations?
No, just thanks for all you guys do.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Okay, so I'm going to shift gears a little bit and move to a couple other things. I'll try to do it very, very quickly because I know that we have taken a good amount of time doing things that we want to do, which is great. I wanted to give a couple updates. Number one on some of our goals in the school. We have a parent advisory council that we meet with. It met again yesterday. And we are planning another open house after the choice window closes up, which is very exciting, and they are helping us do that. We're also, as a result of the parent advisory council, starting an application pop-up event. So this is to help families go through the application process, which has proven to become a hurdle for some of our families, because our families have to register with our district schools first before they're able to apply for our school. And that causes an extra burden sometimes with them being able to get their applications done. So we're gonna be hosting an event on campus for 5 consecutive days where we are helping people. We're gonna be setting up computers and helping people with the application process online for our schools. There'll be more information coming out by the end of this week, and then we'll be advertising the event as well. In our walkthroughs, we've been doing consistent walkthroughs in all of the buildings, and we've been using the walkthroughs to progress monitor the initiatives that we have both culturally and academically in the school, specifically about delivering culture into the classroom that drives academic success. Our first walkthroughs were more about community charters and how behavioral management looks, and they've shifted to academics now. So far, what we saw is consistent behavioral management systems in place, like classroom charters, with over 75% of our classes observing and utilizing these systems with a sampling size of 68 classrooms. Academically, the school is implementing systems that promote literacy in all grade levels and across all disciplines. So we've adopted the mantra that we all teach literacy. The research indicates that when students are provided with consistent structures that promote mastery in reading, writing, and comprehension, students are able to become better critical thinkers and problem solvers. In reading, based on the testing data, we have identified target 2 key ideas as the area of focus in addition to analysis within and across texts, hence the need to promote cross-curricular collaboration with respect to literacy. We are also promoting writing in all subjects, and it is a more holistic approach to improving literacy as well. In terms of grant submissions, so far this year, we're almost up to $1 million in grants received as a school. This is obviously something that's been a focus of our attention and improvement. And obviously we've gone from zero to $1 million this year. So this is a fantastic improvement for our organization. And we have some other things that are in the pipeline right now to help us continue to have more investment into the school. From a cultural focus, the next parent camp is on the 26th of January coming up, and it's catering more to the intermediate and middle school families specifically. Our next executive council meeting after this one is coming up in January. I just got the appointment today. I'll send information out on that after this meeting. The chat and choose that we did last year are also in full swing. We've already had 2 of them, and we've been getting really good feedback and very positive feedback. And excellent suggestions for what we can do to improve our systems. In response to our perception data from Panorama, we have made sure to implement more culture events in the schools, which for this month include the winter programs that you've been hearing about and special events like the senior events during the month of December. Our seniors are going ice skating and hot chocolate.
Is that on Monday?
No, it's getting a hot chocolate will be on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
The Lifers brunch is Friday.
Yeah, the brunch is Friday. So, and again, in response to panorama data, we've implemented community circles in all classes to help build better relationships in our classes. We've also updated our tier one interventions to include these circles and strategies like 5x10 non-academic check-ins to help teachers better support the process. In addition to that, just today, we were selected as the for a partnership with the Department of Education, and we were the only charter school that's in this program with one district school to improve behavioral management in schools through community circles and restorative practices. We are the only school that's been selected to participate in this pilot. We're really excited about our collaboration with the Department of Education, and with the final goal being to actually kind of write the script for how restorative practices should run our schools.
So what is that program? So they asked you and one of the district schools to collaborate and...
They're bringing in restorative practitioners to support our teachers in the implementation of community circles and restorative practices across the board.
What school?
I don't know what district school it is. I know that we were the charter school selection. So we'll be working with Mr. Moore, who's the person in charge of the Department of Education with them. This is certainly going to help with a lot of our behavioral management and to push forward the restorative practices initiative that we have school-wide. Building level stuff has already been done, so that's good news for all that stuff. On December 5th, from the curriculum perspective, Amplify representatives visited and completed their walkthroughs of our CIA team to ensure that the new curriculum that we've been putting into place is being used effectively and address questions and concerns that we may have about the implementation and the materials. Feedback was provided to all teachers at a faculty meeting, and a professional development session is being planned for our January 3rd time when we return together, focusing on enhancing planning and practices. And teachers will be able to deepen their ability to scaffold complex texts, prioritize questions, and use discussion techniques. We've also been using this, our walkthrough time, as an opportunity to check for this as well. The CIA coaching is still continuing as we expected through observations, planning, classroom management, and behavioral practices, best practices within the school. Odyssey Charter School is also proud to be hosting the Delaware Charter Network Conference this year. On January 13th. So we will be welcoming, schools from all over the state for that day. I believe it's going to be over 500 representatives here on that day. And we're excited to host. And part of that process is going to be sharing best practices. And again, as one of the schools that has adopted restorative practices, we are going to be hosting sessions on how to incorporate community circles and restorative practices in schools as a tier one behavioral management method. So we're really excited about that. Financial updates, I'm going to leave to Mr. Koss. Transportation updates, November, we ran 99.998% on time for all CS routes. We ran 928 routes. And our routes, it says in October as well, 6 to 12 routes ran 100% on time in November. If you know someone who wants to drive a bus or has a CDL license, please reach out and have them call our office. Because we are expanding and we would like to have enough bus drivers to be able not only to meet the needs of Odyssey, but also meet the needs of the community, which is a major focus of our organization. Student services has already been done for us. IT has been up to some stuff too. They're expanding the new digital signage system, which you can kind of see in different areas around the campus, including by adding another 10 locations throughout the campus for digital signage. We completed the copier lease renewals for the school and have successfully moved everyone onto new Xerox copier platforms. We replaced the poster printer with a new HP DesignJet that can now scan large format documents so we can copy blueprints or posters. We're also planning on installing 4 outdoor access points around building 26 to provide Wi-Fi access around the building and the playground, pending the lift rental. And we received a donation of 166 user Wi-Fi access points from Laurel School District. So we'd like to thank Laurel School District. That's a huge savings to us. Do you know approximately 166 access points?
So what does that affect?
Their use cost, so maybe a few thousand dollars.
What does that mean in like Sum it up for me. That's an access point.
It allows us to have a wider
spread. A little white triangle up there gives you internet.
Yeah, wider spread internet access.
And it's got another 106.
More of them. Yeah, more of them.
So you they are $6.
So nobody's going to get bumped off and they can
eat. And just, it's just a more consistent signal throughout all of them.
It's the better way.
Facilities, obviously the first thing we want to say about facilities is welcome back, John. He's back in full force. We wish him well as he continues to move forward. He's come into a plethora of things to handle. Heating season is now here, so we're making sure that we're on top of all the hot water boilers, pumps, so on and so forth. Exterior doors, building 20 and 26 are being worked on. The flagpoles, you may see the construction going on. There's construction in 23 for that as well, as we promised. And there's been a lift in the back for parking lot lights that go along the side over here to replace all of those parking lot lights so we have more consistent evening time lighting across the campus. Thermostats are being adjusted and temperature sensors. We are all seeing the impact of that right now. We're getting quotes on replacing worn out exterior doors. Facilities staff are handling concrete foundation installation and the pole installation that we saw. All custodial staff, 14 facility staff, 5 are working. And we're continuing the maintenance and the lighting issues throughout the buildings. From food service, we have thank you to all families that have filled out the meal benefit form. If you have not done so, again, please do so soon. They're found on our website, and Ms. Wolanski is always there to help with that. And a reminder that those forms do not carry over. We'd also like to thank the food service department for putting together the wonderful holiday meal that they created during the week of thanks that we had. And now we are also preparing another holiday meal. What is that for next week, or is that?
That's for today.
Oh, it's today. Okay, so it just happened.
It was today.
Yes. So we had another holiday meal for today. To help obviously create a little bit more of a festive environment here. And we really thank them because it's a lot of work carving all these turkeys and hams and what have you. It's a lot of work and a lot of preparation. So we thank them for doing that. It's a great job. Fundraising, the OCS annual appeal. The copy has been created. The campaign is to support and align with our social media campaign. We'll have more information on that in a bit. We don't think that the time is right for it to be sent out right now, but it will be sent out soon when in the new year comes. We have the targeted health fair partner, which you probably heard about. We're hosting a health fair this year, and we're working on the engagement process of that one. Since our last report, our marketing and social media efforts have netted the school an additional 45 new families who now follow our content. We now boast a total of 2,287 followers. Also, we now have over 300 LinkedIn followers as well. And we started with 0 in that. So our Giving Tuesday campaign has netted $700 as a gift with a pending corporate match for $700, which means $1,400 in total. And from HR, we have a recruiting event that we're tentatively planning. And that's gonna be for here, right, Ms. Beamer? The recruiting event is on March 28th on campus.
Yes.
So that's gonna be exciting for us. It'll be the first time we're doing that as well. We talked about the board approval for the middle school, I believe.
For the travel to
and then we also have the high school's asking for approval for the 10th grade to travel to DC.
Yep.
That's okay, so we don't need that this month?
Well, they were supposed to go this in December, but we have to postpone it until January, so if we want to,
well,
we need to be reapproved for that.
Holocaust Museum. The Holocaust Museum, yes.
We'll just
reaffirm for the date. That's
still,
all.
Still going to the Holocaust Museum.
In January. Well, yeah.
Yeah, we don't know the exact date of pending what it's for our
transportation.
Yeah, transportation.
And then we have Ms. Monet is seeking approval from the board for the School Climate and Culture Forum in Atlanta, Georgia. From June 22nd to June 25th, the purpose of attending this conference is to bring back useful information to staff regarding at-risk students, school climate and culture, and trauma-informed practices. Safety and security. We are finalizing a structure for our safety representative. We handed out OCS car tags this month to all families. If you need one, please go to your building front office and get one. These car tags allow for the person that we have in the front to identify, you know, vehicles that are coming in a more efficient manner so that we keep the traffic moving as we go through that. I believe we also purchased a HUD or purchasing a HUD for our safety and security team. We wanted to do that with a certain sense of urgency because obviously the weather is changing and we can't have him staying out there in those conditions. So we're going to have a little station over there very, very soon for him, and I'm really excited to have that for him. ALICE training is scheduled for January 3rd of 2023. This is the final ALICE training for any last employees that have not gotten it yet. And that's it for me.
Does anyone have any questions about for Mr. Pappas?
I have a question about facilities.
Okay, go ahead.
It was brought to my attention, I promised to ask, that when we replace the ventilation system in buildings 20, 21, 22, 23, of course, building 26 was occupied by academia, so they are still not having an updated ventilation and filtration system like the rest of the buildings have. Is it in the plans to update theirs as well?
It is in the plan. I don't remember the timeline on it quite yet. It is a very, it's a significant cost, but it is in the plans for this year.
Thank you.
And we are aware. Thank you.
I have a question for food service.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are families with outstanding balances even somewhere in pre-COVID. If a child's in that situation, do they still get the...
They just don't get the extra stuff. They get a basic square meal. We never decline anybody from getting food from the school.
Okay.
But I think there's like extra choices.
And you can't get like an extra bag of chips cookies or Rice Krispie treats, spandy bricks, things like that.
Okay.
We do not do an alternative meal, if that's what you're asking. They have a choice to get whatever meal we're offering that day.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The chat choose, who are they with?
All levels of stakeholders. So you have representatives from facilities, from food service, from the teaching staff, from all of the different aspects of the school. Back office, everybody.
I know it was school uniform was brought up a couple of times. We're going to be discussing something that under new business. So especially during the winter days, so hopefully you guys will be able to have some input on that. Are you done with your report?
Sure.
Dr. Ioana?
Wait, before you start.
Let's approve our out-of-state travel.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the sixth grade trip to the Brandywine Art Museum in Philadelphia. Push the 10th grade trip to the Holocaust Museum to January to be determined, and Ms. Benet's cultural conference in Atlanta in June.
Just to clarify, the art museum is not a sixth grade trip, it's for the art classes. So it can be multiple grades.
So the art classes. Okay, great. A second, do I hear a second?
I'll say.
Paul seconds. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Excellent. Motion, you passed. Thank you very much. Have fun, everybody. And now, Dr. Ioana.
I'm old school, so I have my papers.
That's me too. I'm all about papers.
So, calispera, everyone. It is this time of the year again. So it's time to raise cultural awareness throughout our school by sharing and celebrating all cultures. Over the last 10 days and until next Wednesday, so the last day before the break, all Greek language classes have spent at least 10 to 15 minutes a day raising cultural awareness. In the lower grades, students draw winter pictures and practice winter songs and carols in Greek. In the upper grades, students have been practicing carols in Greek, share their families or other or their heritage traditions, discuss and compare different cultures and celebrations. Next week, several school events will take place. You heard them from the deans, and the Greek program will participate actively in all of them. So winter concert in lower school, sing-along in intermediate school, and carols in Greek by middle school classes. Also, we continue our collaboration with schools in Greece. So lower school immersion students will send videos with holiday greetings to the American Farm School of Thessaloniki. And middle school students and the Honors Academy in high school will exchange greetings with students from the American College of Greece in Athens, the Pierce College. Moreover, in our next board meeting, we are proud to call the presentation ceremony of the certificates of attainment in the Greek language, the so-called Ellinomathia, for our 25 students who were successful in the last spring Ellinomathia exam. We are looking forward to honoring these exceptional and hardworking students. And we are very proud that there are 25. So it's not one, two, or three, there are many in all levels of Greek language proficiency. I want also to announce two new partnerships of our school through the Greek department. First, part of our vision is to foster collaboration between Greek American charter schools in the United States. So we will start with the Socrates Charter Academy in North Carolina. They are planning to visit us in March 2023 to observe our Greek and English classes, and then we will exchange best practices that will benefit both our schools. Second, we are very proud to announce the beginning of our collaboration with the Biden School of Education from the University of Delaware. The basis of our cooperation is fostering the principles of democracy and the promotion of civil discourse in education. Next month, Dr. Schaefer, who is the Stavros Niarchos Foundation Chair of Civil Discourse, will give a lecture to our educators about teaching and learning for democratic citizenship. More plans and projects will follow this and the following year to establish a strong connection with the Biden. And we are very proud of these partnerships. That's all for me. I wish everyone a restful break and California.
California, that's a wonderful measure with the Biden school. Okay. Bravo, congratulations. Does anyone have any questions for Dr. Ioana? Great, thank you very much. Now we're up to Jeff, our monthly financial review.
Good evening. We're going to be going over monthly report, the period ending November 30th, 2022. All right. So the period ending November 30th, 22 represents 5 months or 42% of the fiscal year. Revenues collected to date are $31.7 million or 76.8% of the preliminary budget. Revenues received during November, I'll touch on some of the other state in a few. The local districts, we received the majority of our final funding from the districts. I believe there's two large districts remaining that we expect to receive during the month of December, as well as receiving the entirety of the expansion grant, which represents the majority of the $780,000 in the federal grants we received. On the expenditure side, expenses to date are $15.5 million. Which represents 46% of the budget, exactly where we were at this time a year ago. So the fiscal cycle remains intact for Odyssey Charter School. Some other notes from this month. As I mentioned, the $750,000 from the expansion grant has been received during November to begin recode and spend down as associated with the approved budget. The larger budgeted projects in the grant are in the engineering proposal phase at the moment, that being the entrance revamp for the high school, as well as the elevator addition at the high school.
Yay!
$101,000 was received from the state in November to support the safety and security initiatives at the school. Enhanced MCI, which is minor cap initiatives, from the state of Delaware for $213,000 became available with bond bill 270 for capital project needs. The school is finalizing the application prior to the January 1st deadline to receive the funds.
How much was that?
$213,000. Viable financing options for upcoming capital project items are in the exploration process. Local banks and CFDI firms are providing options that align with the school's current debt timeline. To date, $675,000 of expenses have been coded to federal funds out of the preliminarily budgeted amount of $1.8 million, which did not include the expansion grant. So that will likely bump to $2.3 or $2.4 million during the final budget process. As funding has recently become available, expense recodes will take place over the next few months. Projected year-end cash on hand is $8.2 million, of which $7.3 million is unrestricted, and $890,000 is restricted for federal funds usage. That's your November monthly report.
I move that we approve the monthly report as presented.
I will second that.
Thank you.
Any discussion? Are there any questions? Any discussion? Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. Thank you very much, Jeff. Nice and easy like that. All right, now we're going to go into our committee reports. I know the CBOC did not have a meeting this month, but I don't know if they have anything to report.
Well, we'll get together in January and go through all the normal items there.
Easy. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. I don't know if they had a meeting. If they've had a meeting for a couple months. Helen, Eva, are you guys on?
We didn't have a meeting. I just want to once again give thanks and gratitude to all of those who helped us make the OCS community Thanksgiving food drive a success. The OCS board of directors, many of you guys contributed monetarily. The administration who provided the turkeys and the apples, the Philoptochos Society, the Daughters of Penelope, the student volunteers. There are so many on my list. And all the families who send canned goods with their students. We were able to create a bunch of wonderful looking baskets that had all the goods that you need for Thanksgiving, fresh fruit, herbs, spice, the works. And we also were able to restock our pantry. We have a few turkeys left if anybody needs a turkey for the holidays. Get in touch with me or Nurse Lo. We also were able to help with the giving tree. Some of the items that were not picked up by others, we were able to buy gloves and coats and stuff like that. So thank you very much and happy holidays to all.
Wonderful, thank you, Eva. Immersion, we didn't meet today, if anyone does want to join the committee, we meet every second Wednesday of the month. And we welcome your input. And it's not just immersion, it's FLES. It's all about the Greek program, any input you might want to have about how to grow it, how to do a better job. So please consider it. Finance, we talked about finance. Or anything more on finance?
No, the committee didn't get together between the last board meeting.
It's December. I mean, come on. fundraising and development. Georgia's been out of the country, so I know
we did meet this month. Yes.
You did? Georgia, you're here. I didn't even know you were here. Welcome back.
Yes, I'm here.
Georgia had a wonderful trip to Jerusalem that she hopefully is sharing all her blessings with us.
Yes, definitely. I had the board in my prayers, so it was a beautiful trip. But we did not meet this month, so hopefully we'll get on track. So no report from us this month.
December. The accountability committee, Aaron's not with us, but we've just been meeting with stakeholders. Anybody who has anything they want to share or look into, please reach out. Safety and security. I think we've been talking about the doors and the locks and everything that's been going on. So I think we've heard any, but does anyone have anything to add about safety and security? I think, is Evan on? I don't think Evan's on.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know if FEMA got back to us with any findings regarding our fire event last month?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If they did, I'm sure you would know. So,
right.
Yeah. Evan mentioned that anytime there's a fire alarm, there's a process that they do. So if it bubbled up to you guys, you would have known. Okay.
Strategic planning. Elias, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay, great. So we started to reach out to a number of companies that can help us support the strategic planning process, companies, independent consultants, and some nonprofits. And so we're basically waiting to hear back from them to start conversations on what they can do for us, how they can help us, how they can support us. And so any members of the board that are interested in sitting in on any of those discussions are welcome. Just let me or Anna Marie know and we'll get that going. But that's where we kind of are in the process. We hope to get those somebody, I guess, on board to help support that process, I guess, within the next few weeks. And then we can start to kick off that process a little bit more formally. That's generally it for now.
Thank you. PTO, is anyone from the PTO on? Would like to share anything that they've been doing? Crickets, okay.
They did the, I can share a couple of things that they did. They did the holiday sale and where the lower school used to be. Mm-hmm. And the kids had a wonderful opportunity over there to, you know, purchase gifts for family members and stuff like that and raise some funds in the process for the school. They're also doing a breakfast with Santa. That is, let me look up for you.
It's this Saturday.
And I do want to add that they brought like an authentic Santa from the North Pole. No, just don't quote me on that. But apparently it's like an authentic Santa and that comes at a different cost as like just your run-of-the-mill Santas.
Hey.
Santa
doesn't come cheap. He's busy man this time of year.
So we're really excited about authentic Santa coming on Saturday. And we're looking forward to seeing that event be a success as well. That's what they're doing right now. Also, we have PTO members that are also with our parent council, executive council, which also helps with some of the other initiatives that we talked about earlier today. If you haven't had a chance to stop by the Spirit Wear store, it's phenomenal. It's really quite lovely. It looks like a boutique. Looks quite good.
What's the difference between the parent council and the executive council? The
parent executive council, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other committee reports that I missed? Anyone have anything else? Any committees that I didn't touch on? Okay, good. Didn't have any popped up. Is there any more old business that we didn't address? Did we cover everything? I think we covered everything.
What's the timing for that high school elevator?
That's a question for
The funding goes through September 30th of 2023. So really as soon as possible. So we had a conversation with the architect design team that did the elevator in building 21-22. So they're familiar with the style that we're looking to do. And they also were the design team on the large gym project. So those designs happening coercively is important for us because we don't want to do something that we'll regret in 2 years or so. So we had a meeting with that team this week and they're putting together proposals to get us going with that.
Awesome, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Great, thank you. New business. We will have the accountability report or the at our next meeting to review. So we'll be prepared for that. And there was a
we got a comment from a parent about the dress code. And we wanted to just talk to you all about it, especially during winter time. It's pretty cold in here. And we just want to understand a little bit better about infractions, how we can work with the students so they're not cold. We understand that, you know, that I guess everything has to have an OCS logo. I just want to understand what it is that has to be worn. Can they wear just a plain blue sweater or sweatshirt? Can they, if it's cold, can they wear their coat? What can, if they're cold in the rooms, how does that work?
It's my understanding that it has to have a logo on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be a logoed item. The high school does have a slightly different dress code in terms of that. So that anything that is out of the and does not have a hood. So they're allowed to wear like a sweatshirt from their sports team or a sweatshirt from their zip-up jacket from a sports team or things like that. They are allowed to wear that if they have a BPA sweatshirt or different things like that. In K-8, they wear like fleeces. That's the most common thing. So students have fleeces that they wear that are zip up warm, keep everybody warm. We also encourage students to layer. So if they're wearing a t-shirt in December, they probably are cold. And that makes sense. So if they want to wear a solid color, like white shirt underneath a blue t-shirt, they're certainly, or the polos, they're certainly allowed to do that too.
No, it's speak more for the school. We do allow the Odyssey hoodies for sports. We have been in the middle school and lax with that as long as it's Odyssey. Mm-hmm. Now, we have middle school faces the biggest issue because they have to go between buildings. Mm-hmm. So we are more lenient. We just ask they can have their outerwear with them. We don't make them keep it in their lockers. We just ask that once they enter the building, they take off the outerwear. And not talking about like a big part of this.
Right.
They wear.
Well, I guess we all want to make sure the kids aren't freezing, because here I am with my coat on and we're sitting here. So I don't know if there's some kind of a winter code we can have, or some kind of winter exception we can have. I don't know what the rest of the board is thinking. You all saw that.
Also had to ask them to just turn up the heat.
Yeah.
New thermostats are coming.
Great.
I heard that.
Awesome.
what's the biggest challenge you see with helping students meet the requirements for the dress code? Do you have a stumbling block that you run into repeatedly?
Students that like to wear hoodies. And we don't allow hoodies.
But if it's a branded hoodie, it's okay?
No hoodies. Nothing with a hood on it.
I thought the middle school was allowed
to wear hoodies.
Okay. I have the word written here, so I'm just making
sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And also to add on, like, I personally have solicited from parents and from the PTO, all kinds of clothing items that I gave to the nurse and to our crisis interventionists for children that we know that don't have uniforms. So if somebody's in need, we can try to find something for them. What we don't want to see is people coming like with a red shirt or a brown shirt or a logo of Phillies or what have you. We can help out any way we can, though.
Agreed. They should stick with the colors of the school, but we also don't want to impose any type of financial burden on any of our parents.
What we saw last year, because last year we did not require logos. So what we saw last year when we were more lenient, because we were still coming off of COVID, was that when we did not impose the embroidery, was that they're like, oh, okay, well then there's different shades of blue that look more red than they do blue. And there's different, so, and that's how it started. And then you end up seeing kids in pajama pants, fuzzy slippers, and all kinds of things. And it's just like, how did we get from, you know, a uniform to this?
COVID. We blame it all on COVID.
Right. So we did Titan with, as far as saying, at least have it say Odyssey.
Yeah.
And if anybody is having any hardship, they can reach out to their dean or the counselor, and they will be completely confidential. But we do have a lot of clothing in any building.
Yeah, and there's also, there's always support that we can give any parents, and I don't know how, if we can communicate that out to the community somehow, and let them know that, you know, these are our, you know, we have the uniform, just for consistency, and it makes it easier to learn, because I know when I went to a private school, and it was so much easier not to have to think about what to wear, and who was wearing what, and the only thing I had to pick out was my socks. And it just makes it so much easier on the learning process. So I definitely support that we maintain that, but we have to make sure that our kids are comfortable, and that we're not imposing any type of financial strain on our families. So yeah, especially during these winter months, we have to make sure if they're cold, we know why, and you know, and that we get them what they need.
I'm sorry.
Does anybody else have anything else?
I have a question. I apologize. So just so that I'm clear, child wearing a plain blue, navy blue sweater that does not have the OCS logo, are we saying they can or cannot wear that? I'm sorry, I missed it.
That's what we have the patches for. As of this year, the new dress code is that they should have a patch.
So a parent has written that the patch kept falling off, so she sent her child with it, and they got, I guess there was a conversation with the parent about the child being on a dress code. I guess my largest concern is, we know that we had issues with the patches. I just want us to be clear on, you know, making sure families don't have this undue burden of trying to buy additional things if it's a navy blue sweater and we know it's cold in the building. We understand we can't control temperatures room to room. We know that that's going to happen. But just being very mindful of that, I just want to make sure that we're not blocking parents. Or making it a bigger issue. Mm-hmm. And then my other question about this is, we're saying as long as it has the OCS, so if they bought like a Spiritwear sweatshirt, they are not now allowed to wear it unless they bought the new ones. Is that what this is? There's a new one that's out now. So families need to buy the new ones.
Spiritwear is allowable on Spiritwear days.
So, but if they have a sweatshirt that they previously bought, they're not allowed to wear that.
They can wear that on Spiritwear Day.
On Spiritwear Days, which are pre-dressed out.
So like the OCS sweatpants, the ones that are the OCS pajama pants, the ones that are the, I think there was one that was
they can wear it on here.
Whether it's a field day t-shirt from 2010 or a shirt that was purchased last week at the holiday fair. They can wear any of that. As long as it's Odyssey, they can wear it on a Spirit Wear Day, which we have twice a month.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any comments about that? Okay.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have any other new business that they want to address? Okay, good of the school. Anyone have anything for the good of the school? I think we had a lot for the good of the school tonight. That was really nice. Thank you all for bringing them in and for presenting making your presentations. It's nice to hear from you all. If we have nothing else, then we do have an executive session we will go into. And that will be that.
And we'll pray for no leaks with the rain coming for the next couple of days.
Right.
We are sealed. No, that's
important. And it is torrential rain, because I was with it in Mississippi.
No.
So it's a lot of rain.
We'll be tested again.
Snow. We're Delaware. Where you been, Liv? It's not going to snow. I want snow. I hope it snows for you all. I love snow. That would be great, but we live in Delaware, so I've lived here all my life. Not likely. Do I have a motion?
I move we go into executive session.
And Paul seconds that.
No, he has an action.
I second that.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Aye. Thank you all for coming. Appreciate it.
Someone setting up a breakout room, Anne-Marie?
Yep, I'll set up one.
Daddy's seeing with the music.
All right, we're back.
Okay. There was no vote taken. We had discussion, and we are ready to close our meeting.
I move we adjourn the meeting.
Once again, I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We don't have a quorum, so it's closing anyway.
7:20.